Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. It's Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elias. A message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, I'll pray with you. If you're having a question about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we're grateful for another blessed day and opportunity. You have blessed us to come together in your name. And dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we give invitation for your spirit to be with us as we take this journey once again into your word. Father, we thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you because, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be lifted up. And we thank you, precious Lord, for this very day that you have blessed us to be able to go into the word of God. So, Father, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just give you all the glory, all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today we are continuing on the series of the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. The last series we did on the gifts of the Spirit, we was looking at the word of knowledge. Coming to understand that the gift that is called the word of knowledge is the gift given where that the present or past is revealed to one from what's in the mind of God about a person, place, or thing. It is one of what is called the revelation gifts. Okay, in this list, in fact, if you would, if you have your Bibles, let us go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's go there. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 8. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, before I go any further, I want to give some information here. For those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know that we go into the three books, the Bible, the record of Nephi, and the word of the Lord. And that especially, I give this information especially for those of you who are first-time listeners who are used to or know the Bible, but you never heard of the record of Nephi or the word of the Lord. And I want to give you information on how to obtain the record of Nephi and the word of the Lord. Amen. If you want book, a copy of the Record of Nephi, it is $8. If you want a copy of the messages, the Word of the Lord book contains thus far 120 messages. They are messages that the Lord Jesus Christ have been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah, from 1927 to 1994 thus far, 120 times, 120 messages. The messages is 75 cents per dozen. And if you want either of these or both of these, write to the Church of Christ, the Elias Message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. That is the Church of Christ with the Eliza Message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. Or you can call 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. If you don't get anyone at that number, you can dial area code 816-252-2343. Area code 816-252-2343. Amen. And I want you to know that the Lord wants you to have these two other books as well with the Bible. And you can get it, read it, and you can go to the Lord Jesus for yourself, okay? Another thing about Blog Talk Radio, it does record our past broadcasts. So this page you're listening to me on, even before that, when you first get on the Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast page, it has a list of the broadcasts that we've done, the past as well. And when you get to the bottom, there should be a box with some numbers. That is additional broadcast is not put up on the screen where you can click to the box and go to it. And so I did series on the Record of Nephi and the Word of the Lord. Amen. And, you know, Lord said the same. I may be doing it again. So glory be to God. Now, having said that, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 is where we're opening with. In fact, let's go to verse 7 and 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 and 8. The Word of God said, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit." Now, we are continuing here in this series of the gifts of the Spirit. And in this series, we had already went over one of the gifts called the word of knowledge. We come to understand that the word of knowledge is information or revelation given by God through his Holy Spirit about a person, place, or thing, okay? It's revealed to you, or it's revealed to the hearer or the receiver, okay? It is a gift, as we read in this 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, verse 11, it is a gift given as the Spirit will, which means that you can't turn it off and on like a switch. It has to operate as the Spirit will, okay? And it's a gift given, like I said, to one is given. And when it says to one is given, it ain't saying that only one person have it. It's saying that everyone doesn't have this gift given to them, okay? Everyone, meaning every Christian, every believer, does not have this gift given to them, okay? When it's given to you, it goes with your calling or your ministry. However, God can use any believer in these gifts, but when it's given to you, okay, that means it goes with your calling, you know, in the Lord. Amen. And here's the thing. When it's given to you, it is going to operate more consistently in your ministry than it will with someone it's not fully given to, even though God is using, if that makes sense. And so, and it also will carry a greater anointing. Now, we already looked at one of the gifts called the word of knowledge. And we come to understand what this word of knowledge is. And we understand that it is not the knowledge you get from studying the word of God. It is not the knowledge you get from having a experience with God, coming to know him, that type of connection. But it is a knowledge given by the Holy Spirit, revelation, information about a person, place, or thing that is in the mind of God. Amen. And for a minute on the last thing we talked about the word of knowledge, because I know that there are some that's listening and say, hey, you know, psychics do the same thing. They can tell you stuff. Amen. You know, and they, you know, they didn't shouldn't have known. I said, yeah, but psychics, number one, operate under demonic power. And Satan knows some things. He's just not all knowing like God. But however, you can tell also if it's going to be revealing by a demon is that the person he using or the demon that's giving you this stuff, where are they leading you to? Well, we know that a demon will never ever, ever, ever lead you to worshiping Jesus. Okay? Ain't no demon coming to you saying, hey, let's go give Jesus some glory. You can cancel that. Because if you have a demon to tell you that this Jesus he talking about is a fake one. Because demons hate God. So they're not going to lead you to worshiping Christ. So that's the difference in that. Now, in looking at verse 8, it says, for the one is given by the Spirit, the word of knowledge, to another, the word of wisdom. Okay. So we understand that it is given by the Spirit of God. Okay. It's given by the Spirit of God. Once again, when it's telling you that, it is a gift that God gives that it has to operate whenever the Spirit chooses. Okay. This is not nothing that you operate, turn off and on like a switch. We got to understand this. Okay. We got to understand it. Because it's got to be given by the Spirit of God. And understand this before I go any further. This list in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8 to verse 10, these lists of nine here, gifts, all of them are important. I want to stress that. All of them are important. You say, well, why are you saying that, Brother Nate? Because sad to say, among the Christian community, we've been having pick and chooses whether what gift is better than the other. What do you mean, Brother Nate? Well, you might have one brother that have the word of knowledge operating his ministry. The other one may have the gift of prophecy. Well, one may become lifted in pride thinking his gift of prophecy is way better than the word of knowledge. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, when you start getting on that pride trip, then you start thinking, well, the other, well, he has the word of knowledge. It's not really needed. The prophecy is needed. So we, all that stuff right there, you know, so I have to stress that it is all needed. The second thing I want to stress is that these nine actually is divided, three of each one is divided into category. And what we're looking at now, we looked at the word of knowledge, we're going to look at the word of wisdom, and then in this list also the discerning of spirits, these are known as revelation gifts. They are gifts that reveal something, okay? Like the word of knowledge reveals information about the past and present. We're going to go into the word of wisdom. The discerning of spirits reveals something, okay? Whenever we go into that. So the gifts of in this list that are considered to be the revelation gifts are the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits, okay? They are revelation gifts. They are gifts that reveal something. Now, starting tonight, as we go into this word of wisdom, we're going to look at what is not the word of wisdom, okay? Just like we did with the word of knowledge, we looked at first what is not this word of knowledge, this gift called the word of knowledge. We looked at it, what is it not? Because it's easy for all eight of us, including myself, to look at this and get it confused, okay, and not fully understand that this is a different type of knowledge. And here, this is a different type of wisdom, even though it comes from God. So the first thing we want to look at, it mentions here, verse 8, for the one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Now, a couple places that I look at to understand a little bit more about this wisdom. Number one, looking under the original Greek, okay, what was the original Greek word that was here before it was translated over to our English word, wisdom? Well, the original Greek word here for the word wisdom is Sophia, Sophia. And Sophia, the original word Sophia means wisdom, higher or lower, worldly or spiritual. So when it says the word of wisdom is the word wisdom here, coming from the Greek word Sophia means higher or lower, worldly or spiritual. Now, when you look at wisdom, according to Webster, you will find out that Webster actually has different definitions for the word wisdom. And in fact, I see it in the Webster dictionary I've seen three. But the one that mostly stuck out, wisdom meaning ability to discern inner qualities and relationships, it means insight. Okay, in other words, insight. So This word of wisdom is a particular insight that is given, okay? The other thing you want to understand about this word of wisdom, this word of wisdom and wisdom, in a sense, is that now we're going to look at, since this is called the gift of the word of wisdom, we're going to look at it, what this wisdom is not. Because once again, when we see the word wisdom, we may say, I know what wisdom is, and we may define it in such a way that in that particular definition, it actually ain't dealing with that. For example, the word fear. We see fear, if you have people that see the word fear in the Bible, okay, from the definition that they are associated with, they would think it means afraid. Okay? They would think it means afraid. So in Revelation, when it says, fear God and give him glory, they'll think, oh, he telling us to be afraid of him. Well, that word fear don't mean afraid in that verse. The word fear can also mean reverence or respect. Okay? So that's why I said that we're going to look at what this word of wisdom is not. Okay? So we can get an understanding of this, because he said, for the one is given the word of wisdom. Now, the first thing we want to look at concerning this wisdom, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And we're going to start from verse 18 all the way to verse 20 or 21. Okay. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18, starting at verse 18. Now, the word of God says this. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, okay, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Have not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Now, we see from the word of God here, there is a wisdom called the wisdom of this world. Okay? And remember the Greek word I gave you at the beginning, what was translated to the word wisdom means Sophia. And remember, Sophia, meaning wisdom, it means wisdom that is higher or lower, worldly or spiritual. So this is worldly wisdom, okay? And so when 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 said, for to one is given wisdom, remember, it's given by the Spirit, that is not the same wisdom, okay? That's a different wisdom than this. This wisdom we're looking at here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 is worldly wisdom. So what 1 Corinthians 12 and 8 is talking about is not worldly wisdom. Okay? It's not worldly wisdom. Because it said, for to one is given, which means everyone don't have it. Okay, here it's talking about the wise of this world. Okay? This is the wisdom that, all humans can have. Okay? Especially unbelievers. Okay? But we notice here that this wisdom is only insight to the things of this world through the things of this world, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It comes from the things of this world. And notice that in verse, it's through man's own learning, okay? This wisdom, this worldly wisdom is. Notice that it said in verse 21, but after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. So the world, the wisdom of the world, doesn't cause you to know God. You understand what I'm saying? the insight that you have, the worldly insight, doesn't cause you to know God. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost. Yilaba Hashanda, glory. It don't cause you to know God, people. And this is not what 1 Corinthians 12 and 8 is talking about. It's not talking about this worldly wisdom. See, the Spirit of the Lord, remember, in 1 Corinthians 12, it said that it is given by the Spirit. Okay? The Spirit of the world ain't giving you no worldly wisdom. Okay? See, this kind of wisdom comes through man's own learning, own teaching, unlearning of things pertaining to this of this world. Okay? Man gathers that, for example, it's more like a wisdom in touch with the senses. Okay? A wisdom say, hey, don't do this because you ain't going to feel this way. Or do. You know, it's that kind of wisdom. It's not the wisdom that is given by God. And it's the wisdom, too, on how to conduct your life, your affairs concerning the way man thinks, concerning according to the way man feels. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Because this is why he said the wise of this world. And you got men who, quote, consider themselves wise of this world through their own education, their own learning. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But this is not, I repeat, this is not the same wisdom that 1 Corinthians 12 and 8 is talking about. This wisdom we're looking at here, 1 Corinthians 1, is a worldly wisdom, okay? It's a worldly wisdom, a lower wisdom, okay? Amen. Because why? It is more natural. Hallelujah. It's more natural. Now, some things, according to the natural, in a sense, has its place. But it doesn't have its place above the wisdom of God. Now, let's go to, I want to read to you a scripture from the word of the Lord. And this is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ that he's been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah. And this is from what is referred to as the 11th message. The 11th message. Hallelujah. And the Lord sent this message out April the 30th, 1929, the Lord decided to send his angel messenger, the Elijah, to bring a message to his people. The brother he brought it to, the scribe, Brother Otto Fetty, was not in command of telling this angel, say, hey, listen, I want you to bring me a message from the Lord. Bring it to me April 30th, 1929. That ain't how it happened, people. That ain't how it happened, okay? Angels of the Lord come at the time of the Lord. If an angel visits you, rest assured, God knows he's there because God sent him, okay? And you don't have to worry about when you're praying to God, say, Lord, you know, your angel came and told me yesterday, you don't have to worry about God saying, really, I didn't know he came. What time did he come? Okay, because remember this, nothing escapes God. Things can escape us, but it don't nothing escape him. And I mean, someone in my household could visit you and say, hey, your brother, your sister visits me, and I go, oh, really? What? When? I didn't know. Okay. But when the angel of the Lord visits you, rest assured that he is sent by the Lord to visit you. Now, in this 11th message, 6th verse, it says, nations are in distress. We can see that today, people. Nations are in distress. All over the world's becoming more and more shook up. He said, nations are in distress and will be in time to come. Well, that goes so much for man theory, talking about, oh, it's going to get better. Amen. The only people that going to have what is known from the word of God, the true peace, is going to be those who are faithful in Christ. I ain't saying those who just talk about Jesus. Okay, when you talk about them, there's a whole lot of talk about out there. A whole lot of people do a lot of talk about. We ain't talking about this. We're talking about those who really believe in Christ is going to have the right peace. Okay? And the Lord said, nations are in distress and will be in time to come. You think you're seeing some stuff now. That's all I'm saying to y'all. You think you're seeing some stuff now. You ain't seen the climax of this thing. You ain't seen, I'm telling you. You ain't seen it. Now, some of you hear me say this, you'll dismiss it. Oh, yeah, that's just him talking. You're conspiracy theorists and all that. Well, you can call me what you want to call me. I'm going to go with Jesus because I believe personally, believe and know, anybody should know what he's talking about is him. Amen. If anybody should know what they're talking about is Christ. Me, you, and anybody else, we're subject to miss it. We're subject to talk about stuff we don't know, but not Jesus, okay? So he said, nations are in distress and will be in time to come. Now listen to this. He said, for the wisdom of men. See, he's talking about the wisdom of men. That's another thing for worldly wisdom. The wisdom of men is limited if not seasoned with the wisdom of God. And those nations who are rejecting the laws and commandments of God will suffer until they shall return and obey them. So the Lord said the wisdom of men are limited unless it's seasoned. It got to be seasoned with the wisdom of God. You hear that? It got to be seasoned with the wisdom of God. So men's wisdom or worldly wisdom alone won't cut the mustard, people. Because it's going to have you limited. You're going to be more limited to what your senses can pick up. You understand what I'm saying? You'll be limited to that. The sense realm has us always going to have us limited. Okay? The wisdom of God can take you farther. It can give you a greater insight to something that your senses don't pick up. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The wisdom of this world is limited, okay? And the wisdom of this world by itself won't help you know Jesus. That's why it got to be seasoned with the wisdom of God. Because the wisdom of this world, once again, is more confined to the natural things, natural education of the natural learning to have that insight, okay, to the natural things, especially it connected with the sense realm. The wisdom of God, which we'll talk about in a minute, takes you further, okay? Takes you further. I want to read another scripture to you from the Record of Nephi. Record of Nephi here. And it's a book in the Record of Nephi called the Book of Helen. And I want to read a scripture to you. Book of Helaman, one of God's servants. And the Record of Nephi deals with how, shows and records how the Lord's dealing with people over here on this continent during prehistoric times. You know, you got some people who think that the only people God dealt with was around Jerusalem. And guess what? If I didn't know what God has revealed to me, I would be the same way. Why is that? Because the only thing I knew was the Bible. Now, even the Bible, if you really study it and let the Holy Ghost reveal to you, even the Bible will show you that, hey, there's other people God dealt with besides over here in Jerusalem. Okay? And so for those of you listening to me saying that, I don't believe that. I believe you just come up with something. Well, you can't find no scripture to dispute it. Now, I can give you scripture to let you know, especially in Genesis 11, where it said the people's language was confounded and they were spread upon the face of the whole earth. This continent is on earth, ain't it? That means some people came over here, okay? And God dealt with it, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, you have some people come over here. Now, it says in Helaman chapter 16, verse 15, amen, and it was talking about the people over here during this time, and I think he got here in the book, 61 BC. But it says, nevertheless, the people began to harden their hearts, all save it were the most believing part of them, both of the Nephites and also of the Lamanites, and began to depend upon their own strength and upon their own wisdom, saying some things they may have guessed right among so many, but behold, we know that all these great and marvelous works cannot come to pass of which have been spoken. And they begin to reason and to contend among themselves, saying that it is not reasonable that such a being as a Christ should come. If so, and he be the Son of God, the Father of heaven and of earth, as it have been spoken, why will he not show himself unto us as well as unto they which shall be at Jerusalem? So we said they begin to rely or depend upon their own wisdom, talking about worldly wisdom, okay? And once again, the worldly wisdom also is confined to reason or logic. It's an insight that's more also confined to reason or logic. The wisdom of God is an insight that is not confined to your reasoning or logic, okay? It's a higher wisdom. It's a higher wisdom, people. So you got men today who are dependent upon their own wisdom. They're dependent on their own logic or reasoning, okay? And just like I read to you that the people rejected, now this is before Christ came in the flesh, and it was preached to them that Christ was going to come. It caused them to even reject the notion that Christ will come, the Father, the eternal Father will come and incarnate in the flesh. They rejected that notion because to them, that's not reason. Okay. It's not reasoning to them. So that couldn't be. Because see, what are they depending on? They're dependent on their own wisdom. And if their own wisdom is not connected to reasoning or logic, then they say, it can't be. They say it can't be. Hallelujah. And you got people today. You got some Christians who should be more looking toward the wisdom of God, who's looking at their own wisdom or natural wisdom or try to go reasoning or logic. Okay. Amen. You have some religions when the word of God let us know that the Spirit of God comes in our spirit, they said, well, that can't be so. It's not logic. It's not reasoning. Well, I guess it wouldn't fit your logical reasoning. You know, we're talking about the true living God. He's not going on your logical reasoning. He can do things beyond your logic or reasoning. And see, when you got people totally trusting in their own wisdom, you can understand where it caused them to reject the laws and commandments of God. Because if it don't fit their reasoning and their logic, then to them, it cannot be true. Okay? Amen. It cannot be true when they're confined to that. Okay? You got leaders and countries this day depend on the wisdom of this world. You got scientists, doctors, people in all walks of life, different positions and stuff. It depend more what? On the wisdom of this world. Amen. They are dependent totally on what scientists say. They are dependent totally on what doctors say. Now, am I giving a sermon to bash scientists and doctors? No, I'm not. They have a place to a degree. But their place is not to be the word or the final word. That's another place where people mess up at. Because some of us, listen to this closely. For example, you're making scientists' word the final word. Okay? You're making scientists' word the final word. Some of us is making the doctor's word the final word. I remember in the early This is like 2001. Yeah, about 2002. I was helping my father-in-law in the house that we were staying in at one time. Me and my wife, when we had been married that time, about 6 years, 6 or 7 years. And I was helping him take an old stove out, and it was in a tight corner. And so for us to take it out, you had to kind of bend over to your left, bend, not bend straight over, but bend sideways to your left, lift up on it, pull it out. Well, when I did that, you know, it really hurted my lower back, and I really didn't feel it till the next day at work when I was working. And it, over the course of days, it just got worse. And so I went to the doctor, and they gave me some muscle relaxers, which I eventually had to stop taking, because people, now I'm telling you, that stuff's so powerful, man, my God, it just had you like a zombie. But anyhow, over the course of time, you know, doing other things I needed to do to obtain the healing and healing power of Christ. And so all of a sudden, you know, I was walking around doing better. And this particular work on my job, and then once again, he wasn't trying to be mischievous. You know, I was talking to him about my back, and he made this remark to me. He said, I told him, I said, yeah, my back, you know, I heard my back and this such stuff, but I'm doing better, blah, blah, blah. And he told me, said, I think he put it like, your back will never be right. Once you hurt your back, that's it. You're going to never get right like that. And so after I left from him talking to me, that stayed on my mind. And the Spirit of the Lord asked me, he said, whose word are you going to make the final word? Now, according to reasoning or logic in the medical field, it's been said many times to a degree with some people that, hey, you hurt your back a certain way, you normally have to deal with that injury probably the rest of your life, or course of the years it get worse and worse. Okay. But the Lord asked me by his Spirit, whose word are you going to make the final word? Because you have doctors that will tell you a certain sickness or disease with a person will, they might find out it went away, but they say, oh, but it's going to come back. You know, well, whose word are you going to make the final word? And see, you got nations in distress. Like the word of the Lord said, and in time to come, you'll have more that's going to be in distress, because for the simple fact is one of the reasons is they're depending upon their own wisdom. And their own wisdom is tied to reasoning or logic, okay? It is insight that's tied to reasoning or logic or anything their senses can get a hold of. Glory to God. Now, let's go back to the Bible here, and let's go to the book of Joshua, chapter 1. Let's go Old Testament. Book of Joshua, chapter 1. Now, let's look at another wisdom. And this is the second one here. Book of Joshua, chapter 1. We're going to verse 8. Now, we just looked at the wisdom of this world and coming to understand that the wisdom of this world is not the wisdom from 1 Corinthians 12 and 8. That's not the one that's given by the Spirit. Okay, this worldly wisdom is something that men have, an insight they get through reasoning and logic of information of worldly things, okay? Amen. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And the word of God said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now, this is the wisdom that is gained through the knowledge of God's word, okay? Hallelujah. That is gained through you knowing the word of God. Hallelujah. But this is not the word of wisdom spoken of in 1 Corinthians 12 and 8. Once again, this is a wisdom that any believer can operate in. It's not a wisdom that just only given to certain believers. It is a wisdom that any believer can walk in. In fact, it is a wisdom that God wants all believers to walk in. Okay? It's a wisdom that dealing with how to conduct yourself. Okay? Amen? And how to deal with the affairs of life according to God's way. Now, notice according to God's way. Because notice in Joshua 1 and 8, he said what? He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein how often, day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written. So this wisdom comes from knowledge of God's word on how to conduct yourself in this life and how to deal with the affairs of life from God's way, okay? From the insight God gives you to doing it. Not according to insight you given by worldly insight or worldly ways or through what man thinks or man's reasoning for you to act a certain way, but it is through God's way on how your behavior or conduct should be in this affairs of life. Once again, this wisdom here is not the wisdom of 1 Corinthians 12 and 8. Okay? Once again, this is a wisdom that God wants all, this is to all believers to walk in. This is not a wisdom God just giving it as he will to this believer, but not this believer. It's not a wisdom that's given according to your call, ministry per se, but it's a wisdom that God wants, and it's a godly wisdom, okay? We got to understand, it is a godly wisdom. But it's a wisdom on how to conduct yourself, your behavior, and handle your affairs of life in this life through God's way, okay? Through the Lord Jesus Christ's way. That's the kind of wisdom this is. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay? Let's go to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Let's go over here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. All of us under glory. Hallelujah. James chapter 1. Verse 5. James chapter 1, verse 5. And remember, James is talking to who? Christians. Okay? Look what he says. He said, if any of you, remember 1 Corinthians 12, 8 said, for to one is given. Here James said, if any of you lack what? Wisdom. Let him ask of God that giveth to who men? All men. Remember 1 Corinthians 12 and 8 says about the wisdom said, for to one is given. It is said to all men is given. So here it says, this wisdom is what? That giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. See, this is a wisdom that God through his word would give to all men, all believers, okay? All believers that want it, he'll give it. But see, 1 Corinthians 12 and 8 speaks about this word of wisdom to one is given. It didn't say to all men is given. You understand that? That's a difference. That's a difference. Hallelujah. There's a difference. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Amen. Let me read another scripture from back to the word of the Lord. This here is the 54th message. Message 54. Amen. Lord Jesus sent his angel March the 9th, 1942. March the 9th, 1942, the Lord told his angel, hey, take this message. Get it to my people. Take this message out. Lord, let you know I'm sending you. Brother Dre's ain't sending you. Brother Nate ain't sending you. None of the brothers in the church at that time, none of the Christians in the world at that time is sending you. I'm sending you. I want to read this third verse and what he says. He said, remember, I told you not to take honor to yourself. See, one of the things you got to understand, when men rely upon worldly wisdom, that's what they do. That's what they do. He goes on to say, beware lest you fall, as dim in times past. Moses displeased the Lord in the honor of his power. It was not in the promised land. Let it not be so with you. He goes on to say, others fail by the way, not having the wisdom of God, seeking their own and not the honor of God. He said, others have fallen not having the wisdom of God. God didn't say they didn't have no wisdom. They didn't have his wisdom. See, the wisdom of God is higher than worldly wisdom, okay? It has you conducting yourself in such a way, your behavior and stuff like that, and handling your business in such a way that goes beyond logical reasoning, and at the same time would keep you from falling. See, you have people that are, when you have people depending on their logic, their reasoning, all of what man says, even in that, they still is subject to fall. The wisdom of God will keep you, amen, from falling. Where people say, I don't understand, how was you able to do that? And that thing didn't keep you. I just don't understand that. You know, I don't understand it. You know, normally this thing, that thing, you don't do this, it's supposed to happen, but it didn't happen with you. How did you know to do that? Well, the wisdom of God. Wisdom of God showing how to conduct themselves. Amen. The insight from the Lord on how to behave, how to live, how to conduct yourself would keep you even from the traps of the enemy. Because the enemy is still subject to trap people even when they rely upon worldly wisdom. Because, listen, you cannot beat the enemy in your sense realm. None of us. You can't beat the enemy in your sense realm. That's why you have to receive and operate in a higher power to defeat him, to overcome his plans and things like that. It takes that, okay? It takes that. Hallelujah. Man, our sister Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord. Let me read one more scripture to you as I get ready to close. And this is from the Record of Nephi book. This is the book of Alma. Book of Alma, chapter 37. Chapter 37, verse 35. I think this is one of God's servants, Alma, talking to his son, Helaman. I want you to hear what he says here. He says, oh, remember, my son, and learn wisdom in thy youth. Yea, learn in thy youth to keep the commandments of God. Okay? See, wisdom, remember what Joshua said, that we may meditate day and night, that we may observe to do according to all that is written. The wisdom of God will help you in keeping the commandments of God. The wisdom of this world alone does not help you to keep the commandment of God. But the wisdom of God does, amen, which he provides in his word where you gain knowledge of his word. The wisdom of God does, amen. Hallelujah. But once again, this is not the same wisdom that is spoken of in 1 Corinthians 12 and 8. It's not the same wisdom, okay? So we looked at insight one can get that is of the world, pertaining to worldly things that is more confined to logic or reasoning of man, which would not help you to know God, okay? And then there's an insight given to you through the knowledge of the words that will help you in conducting your affairs of this life, also will help you in keeping the commandments of God, and learning about the Lord. Because, see, I also want to say this, in the commandments and things you observe to give, for the most part, it's also revealed that how you can walk in God's nature, okay? Amen. In the nature of God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. I want to stop it there tonight. Hallelujah. Don't forget, people, at 7 o'clock, we have another broadcast. Brother Eddie Lee and the sisters, full gospel message for Brother Eddie Lee and the sisters. So it's coming up in about, what, 40 minutes? About 40 minutes. Amen. So I am grateful. And when we get back on the gifts again, which possibly, Lord said the same, possibly be Wednesday, we're going to go into what this word of wisdom really is. But we looked at tonight what this word of wisdom is not. And I hope that you understand how that, you know, how we can look at words, and because of what we're familiar with, it being associated with, how that we can miss it, you know. Because just like regular words of our English word, the same English word don't mean the same in every sentence it's put in. It carries on different meanings. That's why when you have a Webster dictionary, most of your words you find in there have 3, 4, 5, 10, 11 definitions, okay? Because it takes on different meanings according to how it's put in a sentence, okay? So this is what we got to understand about this wisdom. It is not the worldly wisdom or the wisdom that God said who he would give to any of you. He would give to all men. It's not the same wisdom of 1 Corinthians 12 and 8. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for keeping us and watching over us as you have done. So, Lord God, we just praise you and magnify you because, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified and you're worthy to be lifted up. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' almighty name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus, Words of Midnight Cry Broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.